Hello, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News. It's Halloween. I wanted to get this done before all these little savages come around here begging in their BMWs. Why is Halloween even in a town like this? I have no idea, right? They can all afford more of this shit than I can. I don't go to their house and beg. I should, but I don't. But anyway, since we were unable to verify everything that's been brought up in the new Tim Pool article about the NSA and the Homeland Security and the spying at big techs, I figured we would go to the second, trouble always comes in threes, the second victim of the witch hunt of Kanye West has risen, and his name is Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving plays basketball for the Nets, which is, right? Who cares? And Kyrie got a lot of trouble. And what I would suggest you do, there's a couple links here, and just to show you the level. This is always, like I said in the other video, when you see this stuff they would say about Larry Elder and Candace Owens, the Black community, you know, they're not the Black community, Black pundits that are paid by large corporations to sell their own people out. That's the only other way you can look at it, right? There's going to be a couple of examples that I'll show you here, one of which is Shannon Sharp, who, my God, what a fucking sellout. Any of you guys that hang out with him, man, he has got rat material written all over his ass. And he's a hater. He's a self-hater, it appears, because he doesn't like other Black people acting all educated, which is exactly what he says. So, you know, it's now you're starting to see as they lose control, as they're losing control for this round, doesn't mean they're going to be away forever, our boys in the Socialist Party, but they have to start causing other altercations elsewhere. What they have seen through the Biden administration is Black community leaving the quote-unquote Democratic Party, realizing they've been victimized, maybe not all these years, but that this particular group gives zero fucks about them. Doesn't care. Cities are war zones. Drugs are rampant. All that shit. So here's little Kyrie. He's not little. He's like 7 foot tall or whatever he is. So Kyrie Irving must use Twitter and this and that and the other thing. And he said something about something. Doesn't matter, because I forget what it was, but it was far from anti-Semitic. People are just using the word. Remember when everybody first started using Nazi and they said, oh, Nazi's going to lose its flavor? And it did. I mean, when they were calling Ben Shapiro a Nazi, I thought that was great. Now, what's he turning on his people, right? And now Kyrie Irving is an anti-Semite. The other part you'll see is there's an interview with him after a ball game the other night. He must have posted he's one of these random posters. The first thing that got him in trouble was he had posted an Alex Jones bit from the 1990s about secret societies. Now, Alex Jones has been on about secret societies forever, right? This is not a new thing. So because he had Alex Jones on there, they immediately started hitting him with, the Sandy Hook thing and all that, which apples and oranges, right? People talk about a lot of things. Doesn't mean it's in every conversation. So I thought he got out of that one pretty well. The other one was some documentary that he saw on Amazon Prime. Tells you right on there. These reporters come on, they're supposed to be asking him questions about basketball. Instead, they're trying to get him to admit that he hates Jews. I don't know how they figured that was going to happen. But they figured, I guess, he was going to jump out and just start saying it. And you have to watch the video. They're just dying and dying and dying. He's like, look, I got it on Amazon Prime. It had something to do with his naming. He seems to be involved in, like, the history of his name or where names come from. He's Afrocentric, which is great. You know, go find out stuff about Africa. Who cares? I don't care. Keeps him off the streets, right? So he used to say, you're younger and the guy has a hobby, keeps him off the streets. He's trying to do something positive with himself. Let him do it. And instead, I guess there's stuff in there about that's considered anti-Semitic by somebody. Because there are people that will go to all these quote unquote stars, Twitter pages and this and that and the other thing. And we'll not research, but they'll go to that, whatever it is that they've said, oh, look at this. And then they'll have big fits about it, right? I've seen that with a couple of things just in the last couple of days on YouTube, with a history, some history things that they had banned the history things, but you could talk about how to give a blowjob. So somebody's got their priorities straight, thank God, right? You know, history's not going to get you a blowjob, no way, but at least now they know how to give one. It's ridiculous. So he's now public enemy number two because Kanye isn't giving up. Kyrie doesn't appear to have done anything. And he said exactly what happened. Found it on Amazon Prime. So really, why aren't they shutting down Amazon Prime, right? Because they can't tangle with that size power. They picked on Kanye and he realized, well, we went a little high on that. We're punching above our weight, as they say in the business. Punching above our weight with Kanye. Let's get this guy. He's not LeBron James, because LeBron James will do anything you tell him for money, right? He's got no principles and morals. Fuck him, right? So this Kyrie Irving, they're on his ass now. The reason I even bring it up is because this shows you the level of dishonesty in this organized socialist, we're all the same person shit. Watch the interview with Shannon Sharp. And if Shannon Sharp should join the Klan, that's all I can tell you, because he definitely does not like all black people. He really doesn't like this Kyrie Irving guy. And he seems to have had some personal knowledge of him. He's upset because he went to Duke and he's all uppity, pretty much. He's an uppity black person because he went to Duke and he thinks he's scientific and all that. Seriously, watch the video. You're like, wow, if I were to say that, I would be burned at the stake, right? Or be driven out of the country or something like that. He's being applauded by other people because he's going to take him down. And this is the funny thing with the NBA, right? The NBA also steps in and they're like, yeah, we can't have this, all this anti-Semitism going, yo. But organized sports, who doesn't fucking stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, right? Who shuts down when the flag comes out? Who's, especially the NBA, who's sucking the Chinese's wang for extra money? You guys are. And you're upset that this guy, just as like, you know, like when people go through Instagram and find just a funny thing or something and they put it up, that seems to be what Irving did. He's just like, oh, this has something to do with the etymology of my name. I'll put this thing out there. And it was like called Hebrews to Negroes. It's in the thing, so you get the actual deal. It's still on Amazon Prime too, by the way. As of 4:36 p.m. on 10:31 Eastern Standard Time, it's still on Amazon Prime. You can still order it. So what a crisis. What kind of crisis is this, right? He rented it. He didn't go find it in some dusty bookstore. You know, it didn't get thrown through his window, tied to a rock. None of this stuff. But the threats that they're making against this man, first, I mean, Kanye, they're pretty good with. Kanye's got $1 billion. Kyrie Irving, I don't know, maybe he's got 100 million. I don't know. Still a lot of money, but it's not a billion. He doesn't have a well-defined security force like Kanye does. And in the interview, let me find the part. Sharp goes, here's this fucking thing that Sharp says. Because he's like, I never had a lot of respect for him. He was a talented player, but never had respect for him as a person. And I have less respect for him as a hater of his own people. You know, if you hate everybody in your own race or whatever you want to call that, and you're siding with the man, you're helping the man threaten and hold down your own people, what the hell are you doing, right? You don't see it? If you don't see it, the guy sitting across from this guy, Skip, something, who knows? Skip knows that this is what they're talking about is total violation of Irving's First Amendment rights. Knows it totally. So they already know in the background that the Nets are probably going to fuck this Irving guy over. So Sharp goes, you'll see it on the video. It's fairly early in the video. He says, I don't have it verbatim, but the reference is here. He says something like, Irving better remember who Craig Hodges is because he's going to be Craig Hodges in about a minute or some bullshit line like that, right? So in the comments section, this guy, his name is Pureblood Steve Tungate, whoever, right? Who cares? Nice guy, I guess, because he's given us this bit of information. And I looked it up. It's true. For those that don't know, Craig Hodges was a former NBA three-point shooting phenom that sued the NBA for blackballing him out of the league because of his association with the Nation of Islam and Louis Farrakhan, with his stance against black athletes who failed to use their considerable wealth and influence to assist the poor and needy in the black community. Disenfranchised, sorry. So he's telling him, they're going to blackball your ass if you don't get it straightened out. And honestly, now that I've read about Chris Hodges, if you're still alive out there, man, I'd like to do an interview with you because took balls back then, because back then they weren't broke. They were just a bunch of gangsters running these freaking basketball teams like all the other pro sports teams. So good for you for trying. It's a shame you lost your career, but, you know, what are you going to do? Sometimes you have to get a stand on your got to stand on what you believe in. So here's an open threat by a guy from ESPN. And the other guy, he's having none of it. He's not morally outraged, but he's got that look like, I can't believe we're out here fucking athletes. Career is over, making them say shit. When 6 weeks ago, we were ready to burn the American flag for what reason, we're not quite sure, and giving money to Black Lives Matter, right? You're giving money to Black Lives Matter, and the next minute, you have a black guy threatening the career of another black guy on the behalf of white sports team owners. On behalf of white sports team owners, and I don't know what their religious affiliation is, and I don't care, but the overreaction on this shit is out of control. I would suggest if there were cooler heads in charge of, well, not for the ADL, because the ADL lives for this kind of shit. This is how they make their money. If there were rabbis or whoever out there, a cooler head who realizes that if you continue to threaten and bully the American black community, you're not going to be happy with the results. Because this is outright, I mean, Kanye, pretty much. This, definite threat. I would consider that a definite threat that Mr. Sharp has made on behalf of the ownership. He's not saying it in a nice way, because you can tell he does not like this Irving guy. So he's pretty much telling them where you're going, what path you're going down. All right, so there you have it. The pressure cooker is cooking. I'm sure somebody's trying to get somebody to do something right before the election so that they can shut that fucking election down or go to mail. They want to go to mail-ins, right? Go to mail-ins because you have urban violence. Urban violence against who? The only people being attacked with violence, which it is, ruining a person's livelihood on these charges. You know, Bill Burr was on, somebody's show. Somebody sucks his dick, right? He's not that funny anyway. If these people didn't go to school with Joe Rogan, they wouldn't have lives right now. And Burr was doing the old conflating like Kanye West to Hitler. I'm like, really? That's your aim material? That's the aim material you're going to work with, you fucking marginal talent? They're playing the game because they know, look, we're not bigger than Jesus. They can't, you know, I'm not Chris Hemsworth. They can't just tank me. And the movie stars can do anything they want anyway. They can beat somebody to death in the street, and they're going to get away with it. Sports figures have always had the problem. There's also been the stigma among the sports players, especially if they're black, that they're going to have problems, and they have. Maybe they're waking up to it. Maybe they're realizing they were misguided during the BLM thing. Maybe they're seeing the truth now and they're not happy. Maybe this guy wasn't even thinking about it. He doesn't appear to be an activist. He's just some dude who likes, they say he likes conspiracy theories or whatever. Let him go. He was fine. Now this is what happens. You go out and you have guys like this that are just, you know, he's thinking his thing. He's putting his stuff out there. And they're like, well, and it says in an interview, well, you're promoting that. He goes, I'm not promoting anything. I just put it online. Look up the definition of promotion. And in this day and age, and we're talking about promotion as with sales, oriented towards sales, or anyway, oriented towards me making money somehow. At no point does this Kyrie Irving ask for anybody for any money on that site about this stupid video. Nobody's talking money there, right? The only people making money in this episode is Skip and Shannon, undisputed, I guess, that they're both dickheads, and the ESPN people. I guess they're ESPN. I don't even watch it, so I don't know. Maybe they're the NBA's people. Whoever they are, they're assholes. And they're exploiting these guys. And these guys kind of knew it all along. But now you're going to start to smack them on the nose with the newspaper, and shit's going to change. Same as, like, the players' union stuff, how that always went the way it did. So that's about all I have for that. And we'll get back in the next day or so once we have the rest of the information on the Homeland Security deal, because if you're seeing it now, it's incredible what the government and the Joe Biden's administration has been able to get up to with the help of multimedia. So, like I said, this is tempest in a teapot, but also it's, we got to get these people tamped back down. And that's how it is. It's these people. Anybody out there who's one of these people, you better understand that's exactly what it is. You're these people to the people that wrote these articles. You're the people that have to be kept down. Millions of dollars. Look at Shaquille O'Neal. He's worth a zillion bucks, right? But he keeps it down. You know, LeBron James, I guess he's worth money, but he gives a shit. He's not Michael Jordan. So anyway, that's about it. Yeah, check it out, though, because if you see these interviews, this is how they're going. This guy's savvy enough not to fall for it. You know, because the other guy is like, he says, I'm not going to say something and let you be able to make a YouTube video out of it and make you famous or make you money, right? I'm not here to make you money, asshole. I'm here to talk about a basketball game, which nobody talked about. But they're 1-5, I guess. I don't know what they are. Not doing very well. So if they lose, they'll blame him. And then there's also a thing in here from the Nets, which you ought to read the Nets one, which will come up under the CBS Sports. And the Nets are just as bad. Any virulent racist who posts on Twitter some piece of propaganda pushing one of the countless number of hate-filled pieces floating in the cesspool that is social media aimed to dehumanize and target Black and Jewish people should rightly be fired and labeled a bigot whose worldview, while protected by the First Amendment, has no place of support in this country or any other, including the NBA. This is written by some asshole who knows what he's been told to write. You can burn the American flag. You can hate the American people. You can say fuck you to the American serviceman or woman. But other than that, it's freewheeling. I mean, he didn't mention anything about the LGBT community, so I can't believe why everybody's so upset. But this is where you are. So really, should really be of concern to the average person, because talk about just destroying your civil liberties. Unbelievable. So there you have it. And otherwise, happy Halloween. Don't give out too much of that stuff. But now I just ate a couple pieces of that. Kit Kat hadn't had in about 2 years. It's making me ill. There must not be any sugar, anything real in them anymore. Just like a big brown chemical bar. So talk to you later on. Bye.